Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we taught that it will be worse in the judgment for those who reject the gospel than it will be for those where they have no Bible. Let's end the week with those thoughts. Now, we talk about the homosexuality and so forth of Sodom. But understand, a homosexual can be saved. Jesus tells us here, if the works that were done here were done in Sodom, those people would repent. What? They were noted for their homosexuality, their immorality. God can save a homosexual. And their testimony too, as 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, can be, and such were some of you, but they're not anymore. Why? Because they're cleansed by the blood. They are set apart by the Spirit of God. Sanctified. Oh, yeah. Do you see it? Sodom had no Bible. Without Christ, one has not only a weak defense, he has no defense against the Almighty Judge of the universe. Look, I pray for and support missions as they go to places where they have no Bible. Their eternal destruction is set if they do not hear and receive Christ. But if you love your family and you love your country, then realize it will be worse for them than for the people who have no Bible and have never heard. We must warn. We must witness. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 to 11, we read the following. God says, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus she speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that he should repent. Okay? Now, look, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. Notice what it says, turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? When I looked at verse 8 that I read there in Ezekiel 33, when I said to the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. And friend, all I can see is the blood of men on my hands that I did not witness, that I did not try to lead to Christ. See, ours is to turn people to righteousness. It's up to them whether they receive it or reject it. Ours is to turn them to Christ. We can't get saved for them. It's not our sales technique. It's the gospel and the Spirit of God working through the gospel. Oh, the people that'll be in hell. And their blood will I require at thy hand. You know what that simply means? It just means you'll lose your reward. You'll be ashamed, as 1 John 2:28 says, at his appearing. God, at the end of that thousand-year millennial reign and the white throne judgment we find in Revelation 21, then God wipes all tears from their eyes. People they've seen cast into the lake of fire. Perhaps you've seen some of those saying, why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you tell me? You know, we live in a day where people think they're owed something. My friend, what we are owed, the wages of sin, is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That's what we're owed. But the gift, what we're not owed, a gift, a thing of love, is the gift of God, is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. In this life, there's only one thing we can know for sure. Not even death or taxes are certain, because some will never die. They'll be raptured. But we do know that everyone will give account of himself to God. Are you prepared to meet God? The day is coming when the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God, the Bible tells us. The Bible also says that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. The Bible tells us it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Even saved people find that many will be ashamed and saved so as by fire when they stand before God. So my friend, I ask you again, are you prepared to meet God? Do you know, are you 100% sure if you died today that heaven's your home? And my friend, you don't have to love me. You don't have to like me. You might even hate me. I don't know. But I can't do anything about that. All I can do is tell you, God loves you and he wants to save your soul. What must you do? Admit that you're a sinner that deserves to go to hell. For all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23. Death is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire, where your spirit never ceases to exist. That body that you're placed in for eternity is never consumed away, but never gets to a point where it can't feel the pain and the torment. It always will. But Romans 5:8 says that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, just like we are. Jesus Christ died for us. Oh, my friend, that is profound. I didn't deserve anybody to die for me. I deserve to go to hell as everyone born into this life. But Jesus loved us so much that he paid it all. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's why we read in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now a couple things there. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. He was God. Lord is speak of his deity. He was God. Jesus speaks of his humanity. He was God come in the flesh. That's what Emmanuel means, God with us. and he rose up bodily from the grave, after he had paid your sin, my sin, all sin for all time, after he paid the penalty in full, he rose from death. But with the heart, your very life, man believeth unto the righteousness, that is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not your righteousness, his righteousness. You are accepted in him if you receive him as your Lord and Savior. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, friend, that's God's promise. That's not mine. That's God. If you believe that he died for you, you believe you're a sinner, you deserve to go to hell, you know you can't save yourself, but you do know that Jesus died for you because God loves you. And he said that if you'd repent, that is, turn from yourself, your sin, to turn to him, to take your sin away, turn to him to cleanse you. You turn to him, trusting in his shed blood for you. He says he would say, wouldn't you like to ask the Lord to save you right now? Won't you give him your heart and life right now? He says he would, and God doesn't lie if you'd call upon him, believing in him. You do it right now. I'm going to pray a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean this and pray this, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, in my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, I hope that you'll write us and let us know. Our announcer will give you our address. He'll also give you our website through which you can email us, but we want to hear from you, and we want to know if this broadcast is being a help to you. So again, we love your letters of encouragement. We even take your letters of criticism. But if you've received Christ as your Savior, we really want to know. Let me also encourage you to do this. If you already go to a Bible preaching church, but you just got saved listening now, then you go to that Bible preaching church and you tell the pastor the decision that you just made, and he'll help you in your next step. On the other hand, if you don't have a church, Google it, as they say nowadays, instead of Yellow Pages, but whichever it is, find out they're independent Baptists. Find out if they have the King James Bible and they use the old music they do. That's probably a pretty good church to go to. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.